Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska State Troopers provided an update regarding the arrest of 51-year-old Stephen Naren of Fairbanks, the suspect connected to the disappearance of 15-year-old Alexis Bain from earlier this week. An Amber Alert was issued after Bain was believed to be in the Anchorage area on Wednesday night. The Alaska State Troopers Fairbanks Criminal Suppression Unit was tasked with assisting probation officers with the Alaska Department of Corrections in locating Naren, who had an active felony probation violation warrant for his arrest. Upon the investigation, Alaska State Troopers learned that Naren, who was a non-compliant sex offender, was connected to a missing juvenile report that the Fairbanks Police Department had for the 15-year-old. Fairbanks Police reported that Alexis was last seen in the Fairbanks area on Sunday, according to the online Alaska State Trooper dispatch. In corroborating their suspicion that Naren was with Alexis, steps were taken to discover that he was in the Anchorage area with her Wednesday, as his vehicle was spotted abandoned at a local park. And through activating the Alaska Amber Alert system at 5:24 p.m. Thursday, state troopers believed that she was in imminent threat of serious injury or death. Several tips from residents alerted law enforcement to the Central Kenai Peninsula Thursday at 4:30 a.m. after a READY report, READY standing for Report Every Dangerous Driver Immediately, report of a dangerous driver on KB Road in the Soldotna area, refusing to pull over a white Ford SUV. After about 3.5 miles of a chase, spike strips were deployed to stop the vehicle in the Kasilov area of the Sterling Highway. And after the vehicle eventually stopped, the driver was identified as Naren and Alexis safely located inside the vehicle. Naren arrested on his active felony probation violation warrant, eluding misconduct involving a controlled substance in the first degree, as well as DUI. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly enacted an ordinance amending borough code related to material sites, as they've not been substantially amended in over 10 years. A subcommittee was formed to review and discuss proposed amendments regarding site permits, applications, conditions, and procedures. Some of those changes included adding the definition of aggrieved party, removing the term impartial, clarifying the well monitoring timeline, defining quarterly, and adding a definition section. Senior Manager Samantha Lopez tells the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly.
So this is a kind of a quick fix ordinance that we need as staff to be able to function with the gravel pit codes that we currently have. So these have been issues that we've identified that have come up in appeals lately, that while we know you guys are, you know, we have another one up for introduction tonight and there's a process going on, that could get delayed, might not pass, things like that. But these are issues that we thought were relatively non-contentious, that were things that could help us right now. So defining what quarterly means, defining what impartial and independent are, putting a definition section in there, and adding a definition for an aggrieved party. So changing who can appeal when, you know, you actually are an aggrieved party, when you're not, taking the borough off as being considered an aggrieved party. That's the gist of it.
The Material Site Assembly Subcommittee last met in April, and scheduling conflicts have postponed further meetings until September. Though recent public hearings have been held at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Planning Commission meetings, staff have identified specific areas of code within Borough Code that would benefit from clarification, allowing for improved implementation of these chapters. And the Kenai Peninsula Borough Planning Commission at its regular June meeting recommended enactment by unanimous consent. For more information regarding all of the defined terms in said story, Radio Kenai.com.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.